Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We're back on the road this April with our live show, Cocaine Cowboys. If you want to hear the story of Ireland's love affair with Colombian powder and those who made millions in the gold rush, join us in Galway's Town Hall Theatre on Saturday, 6th of April, Killarney's INEC on Saturday, the 13th of April, and in Belfast's Waterfront Studios on Saturday, the 27th of April. Tickets from venues or at mcd.ie.
He works as a chef at a restaurant in Rotterdam, and he is divorced and has a partner who's not working. It was also heard in court how he has a bank loan and owns no property and has no savings. So this was used as evidence in a request for legal aid. It's usually the people who really need the money, you know, who have the lowly jobs, and they're the ones with their fingerprints in the gun, exactly, as they say. So, and they're the ones that end up being punished ultimately.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe. 10 men were brought before courts in Cork yesterday, charged with conspiracy to import drugs into Ireland. 6 Spanish nationals, 1 Serbian, 2 Dutch and 1 Irishman from Fermanagh were all granted free legal aid at Middleton, Cork and Bandon District Courts. I'm talking to Sunday World News editor Emer Rabbit about the conspiracy charges directed for the first time in Irish courts. This is Crime World, a podcast from sundayworld.com. So Emer, a busy day in the district courts in Cork today because 10 men in total came before the courts on drug charges.
Yes, so these 10 men were arrested last Friday and they have been held in various different Garda stations across Cork since then. I think they were released from the provisions of that arrest, but then re-arrested this morning in various different Garda stations and charged and then brought to court. So there's actually 3 different courts today. I think Bandon, Middleton and Cork district within the city.
Right.
So they all, the men range in ages from their 20s to their 50s, but they all have been charged with the same offence, which I'll read it out, not to be too technical, but I suppose we have to be
accurate
here. So it is that on the dates between February 27th and March 14th within the state, that these men did conspire with one or more persons to do an act in the state that constitutes a serious offence, namely the importation of controlled drugs in excess of €13,000, and that offence is contrary to the Misuse of Drugs Act.
So this is a conspiracy charge,
yes,
as opposed to an actual sort of supply with intent to, or sorry,
yes,
possession with intent to supply charge,
exactly,
which is much more sort of common,
yes,
in the Irish courts.
Yes, actually, it's worth pointing out that in Bandon District Court, the reporters were actually told that it's first time that this charge has been brought in the state.
Right.
So that's what, so one of the reporters has reported that, and that's what they have been told. So I suppose, yeah, it's not your run-of-the-mill charge. It's a conspiracy charge
is usually brought when evidence has been found, or so the state believe, wherever that is, that evidence has been found of some sort of an attempt to bring in drugs, but it doesn't necessarily mean that drugs are found or that they've actually uncovered the drugs.
Exactly.
They've uncovered evidence of an attempt to do it, essentially. That's the basics of it.
Exactly. And then I suppose the 13,000 is just, that's the charge. That doesn't mean that that's the value.
It's anything over the value of 13,000.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So what happened, say, let's start in Middleton District Court. Who was up there and what sort of ages are they?
So there was two men before Middleton District Court. We'll get into it, obviously, but these men range in different nationalities. So the first man that appeared was Juan Antonio Gallardo. He's a 55-year-old man from Cadiz in Spain. And this man is obviously in his 50s. He basically told the Gardaí when he was charged that he denies the charge, and he actually was quoted in court as saying, "I don't belong to any criminal organisation and I have never taken part in drug smuggling." His co-accused in Middleton today was Alexander Milic. He's a 26-year-old from Belgrade in Serbia. He made no reply after caution. But both men were remanded in custody until March 26th, which is obviously early next week, and free legal aid was granted to both men, and they were both granted access to interpreters
duration of those hearings.
Yeah, so this was quite a short court hearing, and it was just then obviously the charge was given as well. So I suppose the only thing of note was that the first man, Mr. Gallardo, denies the charge. There wasn't any mention of that. Obviously, they have to go to the High Court for bail.
Right.
So that wasn't
gone into custody.
Discussed in any of the cases. Yeah.
So Cork District Court.
Yeah. So then there was four Spanish men appeared here, and obviously charged with the same conspiracy offence. And they all also required interpreters. The four were also remanded in custody until the same date. And there was a little bit more heard here. The first guy, his name's Angel Saran Padilla. He's a 39-year-old man from Malaga in Spain. Obviously, there was evidence given of his charge and how he replied okay when this was given. It was also told in court how he was hospitalised during his 7-day detention period. So obviously, they were held under legislation which requires them, allows for them to be questioned for 7 days. So,
okay.
Yeah. It was just asked in court that the medical issues be brought to the attention of the prison governor where he is remanded in custody. And then he applied for legal aid, which was granted. So then the second guy was also a 35-year-old man from Cadiz in Spain. He was the second guy to appear in court. And it was just, again, arrest charge and caution. Evidence was given, and a statement of means was asked for, which is basically his, his financial means. And one thing that did jump out to me actually was the court was told that his client was on social welfare, €325 a week in Spain. And I was thinking, God,
that's quite a lot.
Yeah, people give out about in Ireland how it can be generous. So I was thinking,
I suppose
God,
that could be for a family though.
Well, it could be,
know.
It could be, It just said Spanish social welfare of that amount. So there was no decision on legal aid given there. His co-accused was Raul Garcia Tabere. Apologies if any of those names are pronounced incorrectly. He's a 48-year-old from Cadiz in Spain also. And it was just told that he gave no reply. And he was described by his defence solicitor, Frank Budimir, as a non-national gentleman. So it was asked that he'd be facilitated with methods of communicating his family. With his family.
Through the consulate.
Yeah, exactly, So he was given free legal aid. And then there was a 41-year-old man from Marbella. His name is Anwar Rahoui. And he was the last of the four to appear today. And Mr. Budimir again made an application for legal aid, which was, the judgment was actually reserved on that. And it was told that he had zero in the way of savings. So he obviously required financial assistance there. And then the four men required Spanish interpreters, the court was told. And then obviously the same charge applies to them. So they've been remanded until next week also.
And the last court was in...
Bandon Court.
This one was in Bandon, right?
Yeah. So Bandon is west, isn't it?
Yeah, west.
So this is in Bandon Court. So these four men, it was actually one man from the north of Ireland and two Dutch nationals and a Spanish man. They appeared before the court this evening and it was in relation to a...
did we get
arrest.
Names on them? No?
Yeah, no, we did, yes. So...
Yeah, Ali Madizi.
Ali Madizi, yes. So this man, he has an address in Holland.
Yeah.
So he would be, this guy is in his 40s, mid-40s. When he was asked by the guards if he understood the charge, he said, yes, what you tell me. And there was a legal application made on his behalf. And it was also stated in court that he has an elderly mother and was earning 400 euro per month as a self-employed coffee distributor. So that was the reason given for him to get legal aid. His co-accused was a Spanish man by the name of Mario Angel de Rio Sanz.
Mm-hmm.
So he was given legal aid and it was also just told in court. I suppose it's the legal aid elements bring into their means and it was mentioned how he has no property and he lives in rented accommodation and that's why he required it and he has some debt, the court was told.
Okay.
So legal aid was granted there. And then in relation to the Northern Irish man, his name was given as Sean Curran with an address in Auchnacloy and Enniskillen in Fermanagh. So this guy was given an age that would
Young enough.
It would make him, I'm just trying to think, my brother was born in that year. So that would make him 37. It would make him 37 next month. Yeah.
37, yeah.
Yeah. So he was granted legal aid also. And then there was just arrest charge and caution evidence given in relation to a fourth gentleman.
Gabiri.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Where's he from?
He is from the Netherlands or from Rotterdam.
Iranian links or whatever, was it?
Yes. So
it wasn't heard in court.
It was heard in court how he works as a chef at a restaurant in Rotterdam. And he is divorced and has a partner who's not working. It was also heard in court how he has a bank loan and owns no property and has no savings. So it was, this was used as evidence to give it to, you know, in a request for legal aid.
So that's the 10. And that was a lot of people to come before the courts on those conspiracy charges. But I suppose over the last couple of weeks, we have seen a lot of activity, a lot of Garda activity, in particular around the southern coast. There has been drug activity. There's been investigations into, we saw, for example, the crystal meth that was seized in Cork Port, believed to have been headed for Australia, and links in that case to the Sinaloa cartel, believe it or not. I mean, I still find that hard to believe that they had, some links to Ireland. Of course, Joaquin Melchapo Guzman, the former leader of the Sinaloa, is spending the rest of his days in prison because he was convicted in a court in America. You don't ever really see freedom after that.
No.
But there last week in Cork, there was a big Garda investigation that didn't result in the seizure of any cocaine, but it was around a suspected drug smuggling operation that it was believed involved divers and that drugs, something went wrong. Mm-hmm. I think Garda believe in the case that they were expecting to find cocaine filled bags and packages, but instead they believed that a boat that was carrying cocaine from South America got spooked or weather was bad or something.
Yeah, there was various different theories going around, but we did report on the weekend that the ship actually missed its rendezvous point with, the people due to collect the drugs. There's also talk about weather being an issue as well. And obviously there was talk that possibly, people were going to go diving for the drugs too, but nothing was ever found. And I suppose we were discussing there how drugs have since washed up in
Denmark.
In Denmark, yes. And
there, like a lot.
Yeah, like a lot. I think it was it close to 50 million worth?
56 million or something like that worth of drugs caught, found washed up on beaches in, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that, Sjaellands. Odde in Denmark. Try that. That's like something on an IKEA sign.
Yeah, I just pronounced all the names there. So I think I have a pass on this one. Yeah.
Sjaellands. Odde. Odie. Odie.
Oh, I don't feel so bad now. That's a terrible attempt.
So the people of Sjællands, Odie in Denmark, yeah, are out on the beaches, presumably having a look at some of these 840 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah, hopefully they're not doing what they did, what the reports were saying in Donegal that time, that they were going, people were going looking for the cocaine that washed up along the shore.
I'm sure that the Danish couldn't be that much more aloof than
ourselves,
and you know, it might interest them if the idea of these bales. Yeah. So, you know, to chuck cocaine into the sea in any way, shape, or form, it must be in really super waterproof casing. I mean, I imagine if cocaine gets wet, it's fucked, is it?
Yeah, well, I'd imagine so.
You know,
yeah,
it's my language, Imre.
But then I suppose if people are combing the beaches looking for it, maybe there's a way of drying out again. But yeah, no, I can't imagine that it's something that you would want to be spending a lot of money on. But I suppose,
but we have
a lot
seen
of product
in the,
as well,
in the past, that there's, you know, they will waterproof bales of cocaine and either transfer them onto a rib from a, you know, a pre-arranged navigational point out at sea. We've seen cartels from South America transport drugs on submarines towards Spain. I mean, it's like the wacky races.
No, it is. Yeah. Was it Johnny Morrissey that was back well before he was linked to the Kinahans? There was, he was going, I don't know if he was diving or if he had people diving looking for drugs off the coast of Cork.
Well, he was living in Kinsale and the Criminal Assets Bureau seized a very kind of high-end inflatable rib boat off him, plus this kind of deep sea diving.
Yeah.
Now, they suspected at the time that he was going out and meeting Russian ships and collecting cocaine and bringing it in, but they never had any evidence of it. But they were kind of going, what else is he doing diving off the...
Yeah, and this would have been in the 90s, I think, wasn't it? So, you know, this isn't a, newly thought of practice.
No.
But there's
Are we having loads of success then? Are the drug couriers and logistics guys and everything having bad luck? Which way is it?
Well, there has, I suppose, to give the Gardaí credit, you know, between this and then obviously the bust in Cork Port linked to the Sinaloa cartel, you know, there has been massive, well, obviously there was no seizure here, but, you know, the drugs did make it to their point, which is, I suppose, the part of the job of the Gardaí. And then obviously we had the bust in Cork Port.
Last year, was it September, the MV Matthew, 2 ton of
course,
cocaine.
Of course.
And then, it's a lot of drugs.
So you could look at that as a positive, or you could also look, you know, is it concerning that, you know, these drug gangs are throwing such value of drugs into the sea because they have so much at their disposal. And, you know, they do say that though, don't they, that they, when these, because of the high risk stakes of importing drugs in any form, you know, they have a certain amount of
losses they have to suck up.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure this obviously 58 million is no joke, but at the
Once they land it, 58 million is a hell of a lot to lose. I mean, no matter what, that's probably the street value of it.
Yeah.
You know, they say it can be up to 500 times what they buy it for.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you spend, so 58 million probably 500 times, I'm no idea, was that 580,000?
We need Niall here for that, for the maths.
Probably not a huge amount of investment, but nonetheless, you are, the investment as well is going into that transport, it's going into the shipping, it's going into paying all the people along the way, and somebody is looking for their money at the other end. I mean, you know, usually somebody's in trouble when either drugs end up in the sea being washed up on Denmark, Danish beaches that we can't pronounce the name of, or, you know, stuck down the bottom of a harbour in Cork. Yeah. There's always somebody that will be to blame in that kind of case. I find usually, you know, in a lot of these cases when there's these kind of, some of it is unluck, some of it is bad weather, some of it is good intelligence by the Gardaí. Usually as the cases kind of come through the courts, you can often see it in the past. There's these characters that are caught up in it, that are caught maybe, and the directors of operations, the people who funded and, you know, directed the thing to move across the globe.
Oh yeah,
are just so far, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know,
they don't put that. They don't have their hands near it. Yeah. So it's usually the people who really need the money, you know, who have the lowly jobs, and they're the ones with their fingerprints in the gun,
exactly,
as they say. So, and they're the ones that end up being punished ultimately. You know.
Well, look, these cases will meander through the courts and we will come back to them when they move, presumably.
Yeah.
There's a possibility these will move from district court level to
Yeah, so
in a fur court.
In relation to one of the court hearings anyway, it was stated by the guards that they tend to fully object against bail for these four defendants in one case. So I imagine it might be the same for the others. So we'll be back to hear that. They'll be back up in court next week, but they'll probably also, there'll be bail hearings. And yeah, they will. One guy has already stated his intention to plead not guilty. So
okay.
In that case, it will have to go to the Circuit Criminal Court. So there's definitely lots to be more to be heard here. And we have the stories published now, the three individual stories published on SundayWorld.com. And in one case, we have the photographs of the four individuals.
Good to ask you, that was their photographs, yeah.
Yeah, now the four of them have covered their faces. One guy has what looks to be a balaclava over his face, which is quite... I suppose creative, and there's hands and faces, but we do have photographs in relation to the band in district court, and
okay,
we're working on the others.
But all of them, no doubt, will have their day in court to tell their story.
Absolutely.
But until then,
absolutely.
Okay, Eimear, thanks a mil.
Thank you, Nicola.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com, produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Clodagh Meaney. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review, or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.